Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. Department of State awarded four U.S. companies the Award for Corporate Excellence. Established in 1999, the award recognizes the crucial role U.S. companies are playing in showcasing high standards of business conduct in a variety of categories. Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment, Jose Fernandez, handed the first award to Intel for addressing the challenge of inequity. We all know that when we broaden access to economic opportunities, we help to unlock the full potential of our peoples and our societies, he said.
That's what employees at Intel in Costa Rica have done, and that's what they wanted to do. They started a program for young people interested in STEM, focusing on students in the historically underserved region of Costa Rica, Limón. Through the program, young people can learn STEM skills like computer programming, improving their English, and finding internships in other tech companies.
The second award went to Drinkwell, a company that is helping supply Bangladesh with safe drinking water, announced Undersecretary Fernandez.
One of Drinkwell's founders developed a water purification system that's cheaper and what's more efficient, and it's easier to operate than other models. The company has also created a new delivery method, ATM-style machines that sell and dispense clean water in Bangladesh and are more accessible for people whose homes aren't connected to water pipes.
Gap in India is proving that they can do good business while also doing right by their employees and their communities, said Undersecretary Fernandez.
Throughout Gap's supply chain and across the country's apparel industry, Gap has implemented policies for their vendors to help prevent and address gender-based violence in the workplace. And they've also created training programs that have benefited more than 500,000 women and girls in India since 2007.
Anova, a company in Indonesia, received the final award for leading the way in producing seafood that meets high standards for quality and safety, and it's doing so ethically. These four companies are more than just places of business, declared Undersecretary Fernandez. They are champions of our country's highest principles and values and partners in tackling the most vexing global challenges in our time. And they're helping make real the vision of a world that's open, free, secure, and prosperous.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.